Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
We were talking a little bit yesterday about Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce, and are they happy, and what's it going to be long term, and would Taylor Swift ever move to Cleveland? Well, looks like the answer is yes.
To the last one, anyway.
Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are house hunting in Cleveland. I guess that's his hometown. I didn't know where he's from. I just assumed because he's got a place in Kansas City. I know. What? I would have thought, you know, he's got a great place in Kansas City. She's got an incredible place in Rhode Island in the swanky part.
People from Cleveland are crazy about Cleveland. And like...
Says the guy from West Virginia.
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
They talk about Cleveland more than I talk about West Virginia.
They do?
Oh, yeah.
Cleveland rocks.
Yeah. That's why so many people move back. And Chappelle moved there.
Drew Carey probably definitely has a house there, right?
Oh, no.
Why
no,
not?
He does because he's a lying liar.
Oh.
He lives in L.A. and he dates people in L.A. and he's in L.A.
Oh.
Mm. You have something against Drew Carey?
No, I like Drew Carey. I'm saying, though, that I have something against Cleveland. He's not in Cleveland. Trust me. Cleveland doesn't rock.
Well, there's a bunch of Clevelandites coming up to get you now, Vin. I'm
no,
sorry
they're
to
not.
Say you've
they're
done it
also
yourself.
Saying,
you've dug your
no,
own
Cleveland
grave.
Doesn't rock.
You remember Gretchen used to be the midday host on here, and she was like, what did we say to her one time? Like, what is Ohio known for?
She said soup.
Yeah. Oh, our soup.
We were talking about all the different places that have and Boston, of course, is the lobster or the baked beans, and I guess you would talk about Mexican food here in California uh-huh. or avocados
oh,
or something
okay.
unique to the area, and New York pizza, and then she said, yeah, Ohio, soup. Which soup? The soup.
All of them. We love soup.
Okay.
You ever heard anything like that, Mr. I grew up near Ohio?
Never heard the soup thing. I mean, West Virginia's pepperoni rolls. That's our big thing.
Wait.
Oh.
I thought it was deer bologna.
No. Pepperoni rolls. That's definitely the rolls.
Pepperoni rolls.
Right.
Are you talking about a... What do they call those? What are all those stoner?
Pockets?
Yeah, are you talking about
no,
a hot pocket?
No, it's bread baked in with some pepperoni and sometimes people put cheese in them. But they were made for the miners to put in their pockets and take down to the mines and eat.
So
they could have heartburn while they were down there, you know, and like kind of an upset stomach.
I'm Italian. There's a lot of Italians that moved to West Virginia in the mining areas and stuff. So
is that right?
Yeah.
Huh.
That makes me want to go buy a roll of those Pillsbury popping things where you roll.
You can
thing.
Make them with those.
Yeah
but
I'm going to do it.
You're going to make some pepperoni bread.
Yeah, I'll make the bread. I'll put the pepperoni, some cheese, and maybe a dollop of like, you know, the sensitive stomach rouse. Is that how you say it? Oh, yes.
Can you bring me one?
If I make them, I will.
I'll make actual
you
West Virginia pepperoni
today.
Rolls.
Make them. We expect them tomorrow.
Yes,
thank
please.
You.
I've got to find the recipe that my brother uses. But
sounds so nummy.
We have a family. Mm-hmm. They call them Deboni pepperonis. That's my.
That's your
birth,
go-to
last name. Yeah.
Pepperoni.
Yeah, Deboni pepperonis. That's what our family makes. We have our own little recipe for them.
Oh,
are they made with deer?
No. Just with pepperoni. But I would make them with deer sausage. No doubt, that would be really good.
Would it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you don't mind the taste of deer.
You don't mind it. You've had it before.
Yeah, but I can tell that it is that.
Well, if you didn't know, you'd love it.
Maybe. Anyway, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
You love meat.
They love soup. And they're in Ohio. And they were spotted house hunting.
Well, certainly. I mean, I understand everybody's nostalgic for their hometown, and that's whether it's
that's
Cleveland
true.
Or wherever you are from. So I understand that part. I also understand they have so much money that putting it in real estate is not a bad idea.
No, it isn't. And frankly, they say here they visited at least two opulent homes currently for sale in Northeast Ohio's Tony Eastside suburbs. Mm-hmm. However, my feeling is I personally would want to just design my own house. If I have that kind of money and that kind and other places I can live while it's being built, I'd be like, let me find a mountain to buy around here, build a 50-foot wall around the whole thing and build my own palace.
I'm going
to
guess she has done that probably will do more of that, but also is extremely busy and doesn't want to sit around and
pick colors for walls.
Get up!
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.